Good evening all. Good evening all. Thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm George from Ireland. I'm talking about Labour's latest policy, and they've published it on His Majesty's Government website, and that is about taking away the special rate, or the lack of paying a rate for certain charitable institutions, independent schools. Now, value-added tax has already been added to school fees. And that has driven some schools out of business. And these schools brought in pupils from overseas, from, you know, Hong Kong, from Nigeria, from Spain, Ukraine, wherever else. That was bringing money into the country, providing employment to teachers, the school bursar, the cleaners, the cooks, the groundsmen, everyone. And that's gone bust. It's forced some people to change schools in the middle of the academic year, right before their A-levels and GCSEs. And so these buildings, they'll no longer be used as school in some cases. That's thousands more children have got to go to the state schools. State schools don't have the capacity. There's a severe shortage of teachers in STEM subjects already. And the government's got recruitment targets for each subject. In some things like chemistry, information technology, physics, it's reaching 60%, only 60%. So a massive paucity of teachers. And because of that, some of the teachers they have to take are rubbish. Not being rude, there's some outstanding STEM teachers, they're many satisfactory, but there's some are terrible because you've got to take someone who's got a third class degree from the worst university in the United Kingdom, or is either that or no IT teacher or teacher at all, which is worse. And that's the way it is. And obviously, they're aggravating this situation. And by the way, those teachers from independent schools which have gone bust, they won't necessarily transfer to the state sector. They'll work in other sectors in many cases. They might be independent tutors. And they'll probably put VAT on fees for tuition. But anyway, there's the non-domestic rating multipliers in private schools bill. Now, it sounds incredibly tedious, but it masks what it's really about. Because this legislation is going to take away charitable business rates relief, because there's obviously the Charities Act, and under certain heads, some trusts are charitable, such as the Advancement of Education. And so a lot of these independent schools, well, very few of them are actually for profit. So any excess money they put back into it, in improved buildings, better facilities, more salaries for the teachers, whatever, some sort of reserve fund to keep it on a very sure footing financially. And that's gone. And there are scholarships and their bursaries and so on. And you know what? Yes, and some people have a bit of money, okay? Some of their parents work very hard, make massive sacrifices, do the absolute best they can for their children. And surely that should be applauded and not penalized. Taxing it twice, taxing the income and then taxing the thing it's spent on. And it's not being spent on a luxury like a top of the range car or jewelry or something. It's spent for the furthering the life chances of their children. And these children will use that education to contribute to society generally. So Labour is rightly called the nasty party. So anyway, this is going to be paying the full amount. So charities receive an 80% reduction on the rates they have to pay. Sort of, you know, if you run a shop, a restaurant, a hotel, an office, whatever, there's that. Now, charity shops are exempt, which is why as ordinary shops are disappearing from the high street, there are a lot of these thrift shops, you know, Oxfam and the like. People donate stock, clothing, books, furniture, which is sold on and so on. Anyway, it's all terribly bad news. So there'll be massive tax demands, over £1 million a year at Eton, St Paul's, Warwick School. And so what are they going to do? They could sell off their playing fields. But we know this was disastrous, and the Conservatives under John Major sold off a lot of state school playing fields. Sport is good for your mental health, it's good for your physical health, it's good for behaviour and so on. Some esprit de corps, and it's a terrible pity that they're taking that away. And obviously independent schools, they'll be selling off their sports fields, I don't know, just concreting over the green belt. It's an awful pity. It's very, very sad. And they often allow members of the community, you know, Eton's got a sports centre and it allows the public to use it and so on. So the amount of money it's going to raise for the Exchequer will be trifling. And the VAT raid, that really smashed the schools with lower attendance, these smaller roles, and they didn't have the financial resources to stand up to that. And so they were destroyed. But anyway, there are 170,000 charities registered in England and Wales. There are about 2,400 independent schools. Only half of them are charities. Some of these are businesses. So anyway, this is two-tier Keir yet again. There's so many urgent problems the United Kingdom's got to sort out: massive illegal immigration, collapsing National Health Service, rising inflation, borrowing costs, the war in Ukraine, the need to spend more on defence, and yet he's squandering precious parliamentary time out of sheer spite. A bugbear of his, independent schools, just because he went to, was it some sort of voluntary aided? It was almost an independent school, but you know, he's got this chip in his shoulder. He really has a grudge against those who went to independent school, like a Boris Johnson. So it was a way of getting back at them. But you know, people who go to state schools within an expensive catchment area, they're also doing that through money. And they'll also pay for private tutoring, whatever. And how are you going to police that? I mean, you and Blair had private tutoring. So the VAT exemption is going to hit the schools which are actually private, which are really run for profit, as well as those which are charities. So that's terrible. They're not taking away the charitable status. But anyway, there could have been a legal challenge to this under the European Convention on Human Rights, because the Human Rights Act has incorporated that into domestic UK law. Now, this is Starmer's field of expertise, so he's decided not to strip them of charitable status. He has enough low cunning. And because the VAT rise is being challenged in the High Court by parents of some children. So what they've done is they are removing one of the primary benefits accorded to charities, but only a certain class of charities, educational ones. Why not to all charities? I suppose that would cause so much outcry. And so it's really just bigotry. It's appealing to class warfare. So it's those who hate middle class and sometimes upper class people. So it's very mean-spirited, and it won't really do anything for education. So it's an awful pity that the schools might have to sell off some of their sporting facilities. I can't see what the goal is, what the gain is. Really, other than hurting independent schools, they have tremendous facilities, theatres, and playing fields. Wouldn't it be good if every school had this? Yes, it would, but that's unaffordable. Okay, we've got to be realistic. And yet, they're spending staggering sums of money on people who are frankly ineducable. £40,000 is a budget for some children, paid for by council taxpayers. People who are just badly behaved or have severe learning difficulties. Not want to be rude, but some of them won't pass level one in functional skills, maths or English. If you can never pass GCSE, you go for functional skills. People aged 16 sit GCSEs typically. You could pass those with a mental age of 15 or 14 or whatever. Functional skills, people over 16, even to early adulthood, and you know, their mental age might be younger than that, like 13 or 12 or even younger. And so why should we spend huge sums of money on people who are going to achieve nothing academically, and very difficult for them to get a job anyway? There are jobs that people can do when they're functionally illiterate, I'm afraid to say. Thanks for watching. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.